This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm, and you need not work, live, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. To call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult at 844-4-BLG-4ME. They service the greater Tampa Bay area, and again, they are a full-service law firm. As I posted on my social media page earlier this week, Instagram at ToddWright2020, Twitter at ToddWright2020, and my personal Facebook page, I thank Brandon Legal Group once again for coming through in sponsoring shirts for my upcoming and sold-out 26th golf tournament in less than 5 years. It's the 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship on Copperhead at the Innisbrook Resort this Sunday. Shirts look great. Thanks to Jeremy, Sean, and everyone at Brandon Legal Group for their multi-year support and generosity towards the Todd Wright Tour and specifically the players on the Todd Wright Tour. Again, you can call Brandon Legal Group at any time for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Also a longtime supporter of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, and if we go all the way back to the beginning of me doing podcasts, the first year, the first podcast I did was the Fantasy Football Podcast, which does return later this month. And will be, again, sponsored by Hooters. But the first year of that podcast was sponsored by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. And I'd like to thank Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their support of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They have brought delicious pizza to many of my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Right now, due to COVID-19 protocols, one of the things that I've had to alter is I cannot feed my players in one sitting, because that's considered a gathering, and we can't do that. So instead, Mike Lentz and Papa John's provided me free pizza vouchers for every player in the largest field I've ever had in a golf tournament coming up this weekend for the Todd Wright Tour Championship. I cannot thank Mike and Papa John's of Tampa Bay enough for what they do for the Todd Wright Tour. And they got this all started with being the sponsor of the first podcast I did 5 years ago. And keep in mind, Papa John's just rolled out the Shaq-a-roni pizza a little over a week ago. It was conceived by Shaquille O'Neal, who is on the board for Papa John's, store owner as well. And I got a look at one today, thanks to Mike Lentz. No, I didn't eat it. I actually took it to another supporter of the Todd Wright Tour to deliver them lunch today and took some pictures. It's on my social media pages. The Shaq-a-roni pizza is an XL size. It is cut into the largest slices that Papa John's has ever offered, so it's foldable. And it's double the cheese and double the pepperoni, and that means, specific number here, ready? 66 slices of pepperoni on every Shaq-a-roni XL pizza available now at Papa John's. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their support of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. And Mike Lentz will be playing in one of the early groups with my friend Kendall Dean from Monster Energy, Mark Fitzpatrick, who runs the annual Lou Piniella charity golf tournament, and of course, Jeff Hageman of Design Craft Kitchens. A lot to look forward to this weekend as it relates to the 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship. For golf information, you can always email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. This will likely be the last tournament I do until late September, and that's just to avoid predictable issues with weather, but we'll see how things go. Kind of hard to predict the future right now. But I plan to skip over August officially, but we'll see. But you can always reach out and ask me any questions about Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. We appeal to male, female, young, old, low handicaps, high handicaps. We have fun. We sell at every golf tournament. We play great courses. We offer terrific value. We care about pace of play. There are no mulligans. There are no raffles. We got a good thing going. Come be a part of it at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com or follow me on social media for more of that information. Speaking of golf, I just want to step off there because it's now been 4 weeks in a row that while other sports try to get their respective leagues going again, MLS, MLB, NBA, NHL, and you know, we've gotten the cancellation of some of the exhibition NFL games, and training camps are supposed to start later this month. The PGA Tour is just sailing along. 4 weeks in a row, even having some cynical media members saying in these last 4 weeks, why did golf stop? They know what they're doing. And it's a safe sport to play. Even when in week three, a player had to withdraw from the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut, due to a positive test, he was back in the field last week for the very next event, which was the Rocket Mortgage Classic at Detroit Golf Club, just outside of downtown Detroit. He was back that quickly and in the event. Another interesting thing that's going on with the PGA Tour, they are spending the next 2 weeks, this is sort of unprecedented, at the same golf course. And this is Jack Nicklaus's place in Muirfield, Ohio, outside of Columbus. They're playing a new event this week, sponsored by Workday, which is a big sponsor of Phil Mickelson. And then next week is the traditional Memorial Tournament that Jack has hosted for many, many years. But it's on the same golf course. As I understand it, I was even talking to Whit Watson of Golf Channel, who will be anchoring this week's event before they bring in Terry Gannon to do next week's event on the Golf Channel side. And Whit said, the only difference is they're going to cut down the rough for this week's event, then let it grow in for the Memorial next week, and the greens will not be rolling as fast this week, which allows them to put some hole locations on greens where they couldn't do it for next week's Memorial event, because when the greens run fast, there's no way to get at those hole locations. So they have a plan to at least have different hole locations every day over the 2 weeks. Rough cut down for this week. Rough grows back in for next week's event. Some players are playing both. Some are sitting out this week. They'll play next week. Some are sitting out both for whatever reason. Also a decision announced in the last 24 plus hours. The plan all along was the PGA Tour was going to have no fans at the first month of events. And that was a wise move. And here's the big secret. It looks great. And I am someone that has attended 15 major championships, many Valspar championships, many Arnold Palmer invitationals, many players championships. So I will speak as a fan who has been at tournaments. I have enjoyed what the PGA Tour has done in making it a television show. And they backed off the plan to allow 8,000 fans per day, which is roughly 25% capacity for that tournament per day, which I've also anchored on site for the PGA Tour Network on Sirius XM. They backed off that plan. And I have no problem with that. At this point, if you're the PGA Tour, why would you introduce other elements when your league is going along well and create problems for yourself? Sure, there's lost revenue by not having fans there, from buying tickets, from buying food and beverage. It's just not necessary right now. until all leagues can get up and running, and then take the next step. I agree with the PGA Tour's decision to say, you know what? Let's not do this right now. We might just be screwing up a good thing that we have going. And they had already made the decision to not have fans of the PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. So they'd be kind of going backwards if they start putting fans in other PGA Tour events and then they get to the major, and ironically the one major in this FedEx Cup season that is still going to be played. There will be two later in the calendar year that count to the 2021 FedEx Cup, the United States Open and the Masters. Why put fans on a course and then back up on your on a big event and not have fans on the course? So I get it. And I applaud what the PGA Tour is doing. And some of these other leagues probably can look to, granted it's a different game because it's individual versus team play, but look to some of the decisions and some of the things the PGA Tour has done and how they are adjusting on the fly to make things even better and just keep this rolling along. Much like Bryson DeChambeau is rolling along. Now, this has made some mainstream headlines this week, and how I wanted to conclude this edition of the Toddcast as I was asked about it on a friend's local radio show today. And I even said on Gil Alexander's numbers game on the Vegas Stats and Information Network last week, when Gil asked me, we were doing a Friday morning segment, you know, who's your three to win this tournament? And I said, well, I know the value isn't there right now, but it's still Bryson DeChambeau won, and he went on to win the tournament. And then he asked for my three course-proof players right now, and my three were Berger, Bryson, and Webb Simpson. As far as Bryson DeChambeau, if you saw any of the highlights from him winning the Rocket Mortgage Classic or heard about the Popeye-like numbers of how he's pounding drives, there's so much more to it than that. The question is being raised, has Bryson DeChambeau, is he actively changing the game of golf? And I was asked by Dave Weekly, who had me on his local radio show today, when's the last time I saw anything like this? And I said, well, it's got a little bit of the Tiger in it from 20 years ago, when Tiger introduced a higher level of fitness into golf and was just driving the ball so far that if you remember, there was even this word tiger-proofing that came into what Augusta National did with moving some tees and planting some trees that was considered tiger-proofing the golf course. Now, whether or not they succeeded, you say, well, Tiger just won last year. Well, yeah, prior to that, he hadn't won a Masters since 2005. So maybe they knew what they were doing. So there's a little bit of that with the way Bryson DeChambeau is now playing, because during the hiatus in the PGA Tour, he bulked up immensely with this fantastic fitness regimen and transformed his body. He's also kind of throwing the book out on the slow backswing. CBS did which has done very well in the coverage, and so has Golf Channel, put Bryson side by side with young Matthew Wolf, very talented player out of Oklahoma State, who's already won on the PGA Tour, and they showed their swings in real time next to each other. And perhaps you've heard, if you've ever swung a golf club, you've been told slow backswing, and then use your energy and your body to bring the club head, generate your club head speed into the ball, not on the backswing. So when they showed Bryson's swing on the left and Matthew Wolf's swing on the right, which isn't exactly a traditional swing anyway, but has more traditional tempo, Bryson DeChambeau had hit the ball before Wolf had basically started his downswing, which goes against a lot of the rules of swinging a golf club that you're not supposed to take it back that fast. DeChambeau has always been known for the relatively short amount of time he's been on the PGA Tour as a bit of a mad scientist, and right now this is working for him. The fast backswing, He has all of his clubs of the same length. The one thing that has been questioned very openly by Nick Faldo especially is perhaps the reason why he cannot place his wedges closer in a closer proximity to the pin on approach shots is because he's using graphite wedges rather than steel, which generate sometimes more length, and you don't necessarily need that with your wedge game. It's more of distance control. So there are various theories out there. I don't know that Bryson is changing the game. It's been fun to watch the last 4 months, but he's not the only player going low. All of the tournaments the last 4 months, a number of guys have been going very low. The scores have reflected that. I think the PGA Tour has even set up the golf courses this way. They want birdies. They want eagles. They want excitement, and it's a good move. Bryson is more under par. Granted, he's played all 16 rounds of the four events since the restart, and he just won this past week. He's lower to par than any of the others, and he just won his sixth PGA Tour event. Still, I would claim Daniel Berger, who was playing well going into the stoppage, then just stayed at it. While some guys put down the clubs entirely and did stuff with their families and their dogs or DIY home projects, Berger just kept grinding. Something was clearly there where he was like, damn it, I'm just going to keep doing this even though I don't have a tournament to play. And then the tour resumes and he wins the first event. And he's been, I think, his last 32 rounds are par or better. The record is Tiger in the 50s, and Berger's only over halfway there. He didn't play last week. And what's interesting is the first tournament since the restart, Berger beat DeChambeau. DeChambeau last week didn't have to beat Berger. Berger sat it out. Both Berger and Bryson sitting out this week. I don't imagine they'll both sit out the Memorial next week. Most guys don't do that to Jack. But keep Daniel Berger's name in mind as well. Berger's not changing the game, but 32 rounds of par or better in a row, that goes back to before the pandemic, and then he's won out of it, still says he's right there in the conversation with Bryson as one of the top players in the world right now. As far as DeChambeau, I'm just wondering how long he can keep this up, or if he's bulked up so much, and with this fast backswing, is he going to hurt himself? That's what I wonder about. Or will there be a flaw in this fast backswing that causes him to start mishitting drives if something is off because the backswing is so quick and the whole swing is so quick? Vegas odds boards adjusted and have DeChambeau across the board as the favorite now to win the three majors of this year. Remember, we have no Open Championship, mainly because the RNA had pandemic insurance, just like Wimbledon did. So they just went ahead and canceled and took the insurance money. But DeChambeau is favored. It's Vegas basically saying, we're going to lower the number because of how dominant he is right now. If he can do this at any of the majors, then he might win. And it's people putting some money on him on those tournaments. So it's a combination of three factors. But don't take Daniel Berger out of the conversation. And for majors, don't ever take Brooks Koepka out of the conversation either. And no, Tiger Woods has not played in a tournament since the restart. He played in the match with Peyton Manning against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. And that's the last time you or I saw him hit a golf ball. I would expect he may show up at Memorial next week. So that'll be his first one back, and you know he will be gearing up to play in the PGA Championship to win his 16th major championship, because Tiger's goal all along has been you measure yourself by how many majors you win. Jack Nicklaus won 18. As of Tiger winning the Masters last year, Tiger has won 15. And Tiger clearly has shown he can be back on his A game to win majors by winning last year's Masters and also just by how precise he was off the tee, even in that match, that exhibition match with Phil Mickelson. So you may see Tiger as early as next week, and you're certainly going to see him at the PGA Championship in August. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, and thanks to Brandon Legal Group for sponsoring the shirts for all players at the 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship this weekend on the Copperhead Course at Innisbrook. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. And thanks also to Papa John's of Tampa Bay, specifically Mike Lentz, who plays in and supports every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, Papa John's of Tampa Bay, since due to COVID-19 protocols. Since I cannot feed everybody in one sitting, instead I asked Papa John's and Mike said yes. They're actually going to feed everybody individually with a free pizza voucher, good online throughout the greater Tampa Bay area. And remember, their shakaroni pizza just rolled out, a creation of Shaquille O'Neal himself, 66 pieces of pepperoni, double the cheese. It goes all the way to the edge. You know how some people like leave the edges of the crust because they don't want, those don't exist on the Shaq-a-Roni XL pizzas. And it's a foldable large slice, the largest Papa John's has ever had. Check it out. And thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their support of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments and for being the original podcast sponsor. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast returns on July 24th, sponsored this year, as it has the previous 3 years, by Hooters. And for those of you that regularly listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, we'll start ramping you up for what we hope is the 2020 NFL season and getting you ready for your fantasy football drafts. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.